Election Day, rule over me and mine from some flowery seat in the South. Why shouldn't we rule ourselves again? There sits the only king I mean to bend my knee to. The King of the
Podcastle!
Hey everybody, we are the Kings of the Podcastle. Here we go. It is time for episode 7, episode 10, part 1 of 4. Everybody all right with that? Yeah, okay, that's what this one's called. Episode 7, episode 10, part 1 of 4. I will be your gracious host, Mike. Along with me, of course, I have the Angry Texan. Hello, sir.
Hello, I hate
aww. Somebody turn your microphone on.
Sorry.
And then we have John over there in the producer chair, not producing. How are you today, sir?
Hey.
And, of course, we have Devin, our resident comedian. What's up, buddy?
Good morning, afternoon.
As I said, we are the Kings of the Podcast. Well, hopefully you're listening to us on Stitcher.com. We want you to go to iTunes, of course, and subscribe as soon as you can. Just search for Kings of the Podcast. You'll find us immediately. We are the only ones named the Kings of the Podcast. Of course, you can also go to www.kingsofthepodcast.com. And if you want to send us an email, don't be afraid. It's kings@kingsofthepodcast. And golly, we've got a Facebook page. We've got everything. Just search for Kings of the Podcast on the internet. You will find us. Tell all your friends to do the same and tell them that they need to listen to the show because they're gonna laugh their asses off, right?
Don't, you can Google that, yeah. Shit.
Don't do an image search because there are some nude photos.
Right,
there.
Yeah, that you don't want anybody to see it, Devin, is that right?
That's correct, yes.
Right. So let's do our regular, you know, hellos and how are yous. How is everybody doing? It's been a week since we've checked in. Is anything new going on in anyone's life?
Tonight.
Yeah. What's that?
Tonight.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll just jump right into tonight then. Over the weekend, Greg and I got to go check out Devin, who opened and hosted for Adam Ferrara at the Improv Orlando.
Yay!
Congratulations, sir. Very well done. Yeah. Very well done.
It's a lot of fun.
It was a lot of laughs.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It was a great time. We got to see Devin perform. We got to see another guy named D. Cameron.
Yeah.
Who was absolutely hysterical. And then, of course, Adam Ferrara comes and takes the stage for an hour and closes out the night. He, you might know him from Top Gear, the American version. He's on there. He's also done. What else has he done, Devin?
Rescue Me.
Rescue Me. He's on there.
He was also on. He's just recently cast in Nurse Jackie.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be in some
Olive
Nurse
Garden commercials. He was in Paul Blart Mall Cop.
That's right. He was the Olive Garden guy, which actually angers Greg, from what I understand.
It's the minor leagues of Italian restaurants. But it could be the major league if they decide to endorse us.
Well, I guess that's true, yeah. Mm. So what has it been
like for you?
I endorse
their all-you-can-eat breadsticks.
Hey-o!
Which the other place does not have.
Yeah, the other place that we all know. Mm-hmm. The other place.
It's quality of food, stupid.
Not quantity.
Shut up, stupid.
God almighty. So Devin, what has it been like, man? What has it been like rubbing elbows with celebrity comedians? What's going on?
Pretty amazing. A few of the perks. Obviously, a lot of ladies talk to you before and after shows.
Yeah, now hold on. Let me interject here. Because when we went and saw the show, not only Devin killed it, don't get me wrong. He was awesome up there, you know. But then the other guys come out and they get more time. And still, more women were going up to Devin and like just basically throwing themselves at him.
It was the size 15 shoe joke that he
had. I think so, yeah.
That's true.
Now, you did one of your jokes that night where you open up your wallet towards a woman saying, you know, you want to check out my ID. And as you open your wallet, of course, a condom falls out on the table.
Yes.
And you're like, oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you for ruining my show for all the listeners.
Oh, whatever. No, you got to come see this live. Just trust me. But so you do this, right? And apparently the guy sitting with her got pissed off that
this
night.
Guy did not take it well. Every single time I've done it, the guy usually laughs. Or
of
just,
course.
You know, he's in on it. This guy was like douchebag. McGee, he was like, no, thank you. He obviously had a small penis.
Right. I was going to say, obviously, you put him on the spot. He's got a small wiener, and he was worried that you were going to steal his woman.
That
now, did she
true.
Come up after you to you after the show?
They both came up after and shook my hand and said that that it was cool and all that stuff.
Well, so when you shook the guy's hand, did he have small hands?
He did.
Aha!
And he definitely was a lotion user too.
Wow.
Quite smooth.
Has anybody ever picked a fist fight with you after the show or anything like that?
No, I haven't had anybody get like I've had a drunken heckler or two that are just douchebags, but I don't know. It's just a certain power you have when you have the microphone that you can talk shit, and they usually just have to take it. Right. I mean, that's just the
and
way
most
it
of
is.
The time they shut up, but occasionally there are some people who do not shut up.
And then we kick them out.
That's right. Yeah.
We kicked out two here. Drunk bitches last night, two of them.
Really?
Really? What happened? What happened? What happened?
Yeah, tell. Do tell.
I kind of started them like into the, you know, engaging mode because they were sitting right next to the stage, but they were like two or three seats back. They weren't right up on the stage, and there was empty seats there. And I was like, why don't you girls come a little bit closer to the front? I was like, I don't bite. And they're like, oh, these are reserved. And I was like, it's okay. You can sit there because I'll probably be off stage by the time you get kicked out anyways. And they laughed a little bit. No, okay. They laughed a little bit. And then they kind of were like talking to me out of the side. I could hear them, and I engaged in them a few times. But then when Adam Farrar got up there, they were very, very vocal.
He has a
part in his set where he asks about superhero powers that you would like.
Sure.
And a lot of people yell at him responses and stuff, and these bitches would not get off of
like
being
once he
invisible.
Moved on.
Yeah, they said being invisible, and he talked about being invisible.
Of
and
course.
Then they kept fucking saying being invisible, and he's like, you could try being invisible right now and not saying
and
whatever
not
the fuck
you're saying. A fucking word.
And
shut up.
They told him 2-3 times, and then eventually it was just
finally it was like, you're out of here.
Yep.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Yeah. So but you've been doing it all weekend. You've had what now, four shows? Five?
Five shows.
Five shows. And you got your final show tonight.
Yes, sir.
Which by the time you're listening to this podcast, it'll probably be on stage.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been good, huh? It's been a good experience.
Amazing, yeah. Free food, free drinks.
Oh, hell yeah. You know anything's good if it's got free food and drinks with
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Talking to a lot of people, just meeting a lot of people and making connections and stuff.
And of course, having the women throw their panties at you afterwards.
And a whole bunch of people laughing. That is the key thing.
Yeah, of course.
And it's a big ego boost because in my head, I'm like a nobody. But these people have never seen me before.
They don't know.
If I do a good job on stage, they think that I'm like a huge celebrity, you know? So I have signed like a bunch of autographs. And I'm
really?
Like, yeah. They come up to me after and they're like, here, sign this. And, you know, and I write a little message and they're like, can you make it out to such and such? And
wow.
I take a lot of pictures and stuff. And I'm like, you have no idea. This isn't worth jack shit. Right
you can get a fucking nickel for this, maybe, if you're lucky. And you get better price on recycling beer bottles.
Yeah, I devalued this piece of paper by signing this.
But that's awesome, man. Well, congratulations to Devin for hosting his first big gig at the Orlando Improv.
Yay.
Way to go, buddy. Awesome job.
Sold
very
out
happy.
All weekend, too.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Absolutely. So that's Devin's comedy life. Greg, didn't do any comedy this weekend because we both were lame, I guess.
Well,
what?
I'm doing comedy tonight.
Oh, that's right. You are doing comedy tonight.
Yes, sir.
What's the deal? Tell everyone.
Thanks to Devin and the Improv, I am doing a guest spot for Adam Ferreira tonight.
Woohoo! All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that actually excited
very excited.
Everyone.
Very excited.
Well, so how long? What do you get? 5 minutes up there or what?
5 minutes to try to kill him.
Try to kill him. Don't actually do that. Just, you know, make him laugh. That's
well,
the best thing to
do the best.
Are
I
you
can.
Ready? Are you prepared?
Yes.
You're very prepared.
Yes.
Everything written out word for word, exactly how you're going to say it?
I have been rehearsing this for like 2 weeks.
I thought I heard you yelling in the shower. That was very strange.
He likes to cuss at his penis when he's doing all that. You will take this shampoo and you will like it.
How do you like that?
Oh my God, that's kind of almost very creepy.
No.
Oh my God, we have to explain that to someone at some point someday, but it's just a little
a little early.
Yeah, we've got a ghost in the house, basically. I'll leave it at this. We have a ghost at the house. We named her Sophia, and every time that the water drains out of the guest bathroom, for some reason you hear that. And we always say that's Sophia, but that's as far as we'll take it for right now. We'll let you put together the rest of the story in your own head. So let's move on to some Facebook topics. Congratulations to both of you, obviously, having a very big weekend. Greg, you get to perform tonight, which is absolutely amazing. Very much looking
forward.
Hoping to possibly be able to go and check that out. So if you get this and you listen to it early, 7:30 tonight at the Orlando Improv, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. If somebody knows that that's correct, that's the correct.
I would call first.
I need some affirmation. Yeah, 7:30 tonight at the Orlando Improv. If you can get tickets to it, get your ass out there and go see Devin and Greg. Okay, Facebook topics. We got a meme from a Facebook topic that somebody put up. It was a picture of a very overweight woman in what looked like sadomasochistic clothes. Let's see if I can pull it up real quick. They asked us to give us their best meme. But I think since the audience can't see this picture while they're listening to this, what do you guys just think of memes in general? You know what a meme is, right? It's a picture on Facebook.
I hate that word for some reason.
Yeah, it's the picture on Facebook, and then everybody writes their own caption on it. Mm-hmm. And the one that like you've seen probably 100 times is Gene Wilder. I knew that was going to piss Greg off. Because it's Gene Wilder, and he's dressed
for,
as
For the kiddos Wonka. Out there, that's Willy Wonka.
Right, yeah. He's dressed as Willy Wonka, and it always has some little stupid thing next to it. But then there are funny ones.
I
like,
didn't think that I had any talent to get on Facebook and come or something original,
but then there are some that are really funny, like the angry cat, or what is it?
Grumpy cat.
Yes, that's a very popular one. And Devin was saying there's actually the grumpy cat is on display somewhere.
Yeah, he's at like some internet show. They have grumpy cat. They bring him out for 1 hour every like 2 or 3 hours. And
like that.
There's like
actual cat.
Yeah, the actual cat is there,
and he looks like that for real. Yeah, that's not the manipulated.
He
just
sits there pissed off, and people take pictures of him. And there's apparently has the longest line of any of the booths.
Wow.
Like hundreds of people waiting to see this pissed off cat.
You see, I don't get that. I mean, I think it's funny. I think grumpy cat, because I think it's just a certain breed and they just kind of have that. It's almost like
he's not really pissed. He just looks like
They said that I didn't know this either. He has a form of dwarfism that reduces his size and his legs and has actually like stretched his neck a little bit to bring his frown down. That's like, it's like
really
something is actually like slightly wrong with him.
So I would be fucking grumpy too if that happened to me.
Yeah, I had no idea. I was reading the article. That was cool.
Okay, well, that's cool. But anyway, so memes, I don't know. I think some of them are funny, some of them aren't. But if you want to take a shot at ours on the Facebook page, you can do that. Just go to Facebook.com/KingsOfThePodcastle. Now, the other Facebook topic that we got, of course, was the big brawl between Mexico and Canada at the World Classic baseball tournament that's going on right now.
Snowballs and hot tamales were thrown.
I don't know if you guys had a chance to see this, so I'm going to play some audio for you, and we'll just go ahead.
Have you ever seen the original Naked Gun?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, sure.
That baseball brawl that they got into, whatever, the umpire tackled Reggie Jackson, and then like there's a big pile, you see bodies being thrown out.
Yeah.
This thing was the closest to that I've ever seen.
Wow, okay. Give me a little bit more on the computer there, if you don't mind, John, just a little bit. Here they go. So now he's thrown a baseball. He's thrown a pitch. The Mexican pitcher has thrown one, and the umpire is giving him a warning, saying, "Hey, man, you're getting too close." The very next pitch,
he hits the batter.
He nails the batter right.
And the batter is pissed off.
Of course he is.
He goes to charge the pitcher, and the catcher shoves the batter.
It is on. Like right now,
and the
there
benches
are people.
Are cleared.
I mean, there are people on the field just going nuts. These people are waylaying on each other. If you haven't seen this, I don't know where you're at, where you've been living or where you've been hiding, but these people are going nuts out here.
Did you notice that there is not one Mexican player
that
have a Z on the back of his jersey?
Here goes this. Boom! That dude just got clocked
Gonzalez
in the face.
Has hit Gonzalez.
Boom! There's a haymaker. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
It looks like a Sports Authority mosh pit.
It is a full-on brawl. And did you see how the Mexicans just came out of nowhere? I mean, it was like Mexican, bam, 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 just out there. It was like a Mexican maternity ward.
Mm-hmm. It was pretty interesting.
They didn't come from just out of nowhere.
Yeah, they came out of
Mexican
nowhere.
Mexican maternity ward.
Come on. Wow. Oh, the first, you don't get it, you know, multiplying like crazy.
I get it.
Yeah.
I think the delivery was a little off.
Whatever.
The
shut
delivery
up.
But, was a little bit off.
You're
maybe they were just.
I'm going to give you that one. Okay, I'll give you that one. In case you guys don't know, we're keeping track of fail horns versus rim shots, and whoever has the most at the end of the show, of course, has to tell a joke to try to redeem himself. So I've got one fail horn. John's got a rim shot. That's the last time I'm explaining that. Okay. So anyway,
I just
these
like
guys,
giving you here say. I like hearing you say rim shot.
Right, of course, rim shot. Yeah. What's wrong with a rim shot? Nothing. So these guys.
Is that
go,
when you drink whiskey out of somebody's butthole? Sorry. That was wrong.
I gave you one. I gave you one. Rim shot. I liked it. That was good. So anyway, these guys go nuts out here on the baseball field, and they completely just obliterate each other, full-on brawl. I don't know if... if anybody else has an opinion on this at all.
Well, anything. They're always fun to watch. I mean, you could YouTube the crap out of bench clearings, and you've seen the Yankees do it with the Red Sox. I've seen the Angels do it with the Dodgers, and it's pretty wild to watch. Don Zimmer was the co-manager of the Yankees, and he was like a 70-year-old guy. He charged out of the dugout.
Pedro.
And Pedro, like, grabbed him by the ears and threw the old man on the ground.
Dude,
and,
really?
Saturday Night Live made a skit on that with Horatio Sands playing Don Zimmer.
Really?
And he kept running at somebody and getting thrown over, and then they showed, like, other incidents where that's happened, like his daughter's wedding and somebody throws him over. That's a great skit. If you ever get a chance to look it up.
That's awesome.
When it comes to brawls, there's only one that I really remember the most in my life, and that is when Robin Ventura charged the greatest pitcher.
Nolan Ryan, yes. Oh my God. That was an excellent, excellent brawl.
And Nolan Ryan in his late 40s. Yeah. This is a guy that owns cattle, works on a ranch.
Did he bean him?
Yeah, he beaned him, but he didn't do it on purpose. You could clearly watch.
Well,
but
it
Nolan
never
Ryan's,
happens on purpose.
Yeah, no. Well, sometimes. Like, that was clearly on purpose.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, this also says that the hubbub didn't stop whenever the brawl finally stopped, because apparently one of the Canadian people, like, raised their arms, like, to taunt pretty much, which was a predominantly Mexican crowd.
Yeah,
and a Mexican threw a bottle at him and hit him in the face.
In the what?
In the motherfucking face.
Oh!
But hit him in the face, and he tried to run into the crowd to fight the crowd, but he got held back and pulled down. But man, that's like when you go to anything that takes place with, I'm sorry to say this, please don't take this as too racial, but Mexicans get into their sports, man, and they will beat your ass if you fuck with them.
What are you talking about, man?
Right. Like, if you think
don't
soccer,
make me come over there.
The same thing happens whenever you go watch soccer down there, apparently. Yeah, people are mauled.
With soccer, you always like, oh, Manchester United. They don't have nothing on these Latin players.
Oh, my
because
God. They get way
there's
into
tear
it.
Gas involved. There's people dying.
I mean, you have a full-on SWAT team for security whenever you go see a soccer game in Mexico. It's like crazy. I don't get it. I think it's just a damn game. Let it go. Now, I will say this. Because of this fight, baseball is interesting once again.
Shut up.
And the fight ended when?
I'll tell you this. I hope Josh Hamilton gets beat up this season.
Why? Why do you hate? Why do
because
you hate Josh
he
Hamilton?
Left the Texas Rangers.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, hey, every Ranger fan hates this son of a bitch.
I'm
right
sure,
now.
But you know what? I mean, if history repeats itself like it did with Albert Pujols, he's just going to go in a mediocrity.
What'd you say? What'd you say? What'd you say?
Albert Pujols.
Hey-o.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I mean,
I'm
look at how Pujols did last year. He didn't do nothing with the Angels.
What was his name?
Pujols. Albert. Pujols.
Tell me a little bit about Albert, if you would, please.
Well, he was an amazing ball player for the St. Louis Cardinals for a long time, and then he decided to go with the bigger money and go with the Angels, and now he is Albert Pujols.
What if he married a princess
of the Anaheim
and became
Angels.
Prince Albert Pujols?
Yes, that was perfect. Oh my God! So, what does it say on his jersey?
It says P U J O U L S.
How do you pronounce that?
Pujols.
Okay.
It's... All right. I'm sorry. I just want to keep going. I will do that all day long. Anytime anybody says Pujols. All right. We're gonna take a small break here, real fast. We'll be back in just a few minutes. We have Angry Texan Translates coming up for you. When we come back, we're gonna be talking about some movie news that's happening. Would you ever do a gay scene? Basically, is what's coming up. We'll be back in 60 seconds here on Kings of the Podcastle. And now for this edition of The Angry Texan Translates.
Hola, me amo Hector.
That means, I don't pay taxes.
This has been The Angry Texan Translates. Hey, everybody, we are the Kings of the Podcastle. Here we are at episode 7. Episode 7, which is episode 10, part 1 of 4.
Yay.
Here on another beautiful Sunday.
That assumes we're actually going to make it that far. What if we get canceled?
I don't know. I hope we don't get canceled. I hope nobody has the power to cancel us right now.
By the way, just a quick comment. That song is awesome.
Oh, is it,
it is
ever?
Awesome. It's by totally an awesome, awesome band.
It's one of the greatest songs of all time.
One of the greatest bands of all time.
We are the Kings of the Podcast. Well, please check us out on iTunes. Make sure you subscribe. Go to Stitcher.com. You can check us out there. You've got iPhone apps, Android apps, Stitcher apps for the iPhone and Android. You can check us out anywhere. Go to kingsofthepodcastle.com. Shoot us an email, kings@kingsofthepodcastle. And, of course, you can check us out on facebook.com/kingsofthepodcastle. My God, the Kings of the Podcastle is everywhere.
We are the kings!
That's right. Don't forget that. Yes. Let's see here. I wanted to talk about this. I found this story here. I don't know if you guys know this, but Michael Douglas and Matt Damon are shooting a film, or it's in production, I believe, called Liberace. The Behind the Candelabra is the name of it, okay?
Wow.
All right, yeah. Now, if you guys didn't know this, I hate to break everyone's heart if you didn't already know, but Liberace was gay.
What?
Yeah, Liberace was gay.
No.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I thought he just had flamboyant tastes in clothing and jewelry. Right.
Yeah, I think that the whole thing was is that he wasn't like openly gay at the time. It like came out way later.
Well, he came out in like the... I mean, he not came out, but he's been around since like the 50s.
Yeah, sure,
course,
sure.
You know.
So, but this movie's coming up, and apparently in the movie there are several gay sex scenes.
Okay.
Yeah, this is going to be like the new Brokeback Mountain for everybody. But yeah, Matt Damon and Michael Douglas tore through a doggy style scene.
Oh,
wait.
They tore.
Can you repeat that slowly, please?
Michael Douglas and Matt Damon tore through a doggy style scene.
Okay, Michael Douglas, one of the greatest actors of all time, and Matt Damon.
Yeah, yeah. Doggy style, straight up. Yep. Mm. Matt says, quote, the scene where I'm behind him and going at him.
No.
No.
I'm not even done yet. Hold on. Now, let me get a straight face here, okay? The scene, because this is serious stuff, okay? We can't be homophobes around here. The scene where I'm behind him and going at him, we did that in one take. We do it, cut. There's a long pause. And then you just hear the director go, "Well, I have no notes."
And then I will be back in my trailer with hopefully 15 prostitutes.
But yeah,
is Albert Pujols making a guest appearance on this episode?
That actually gets this. I'm sorry. I gotta
ask you though. Okay, so this isn't the first time.
And are they gonna make a sequel and about the Depression? Call it The Gapes of Wrath.
Hey! Oh! I actually like that one. I actually like that one.
John, you are the bus driver, and you are taking us to school today.
That's right. Yes, you are, with the rim shot count.
Well, sit down and shut up.
So my question is, my question is to you guys, and now that, just so you know, this movie, it airs on HBO in May. But my question to you is, we've all done some acting in our day. Well, except for Devin. He's only done a stand-up comedy.
I did the high school play Annie when I was in ninth grade.
Oh. Okay, okay.
I was a
right.
cop, and
okay.
I had one line,
all right.
And it was, "Come over here." And that was it. Very
nice. And you've been using that line on 12-year-olds ever since.
No. Oh, wow.
In the van.
Okay, so my question to you is...
Thank you.
Thank you. We've all done this. We've all done this acting thing. I personally have never had to play a gay character. Has anybody in this room ever had to play a gay character in a commercial or a play or anything?
No.
Have you played a gay character?
The Angry Texan?
I
did a lot of theater in college.
Okay.
Let's see. I was Algernon in... The Importance of Being Earnest.
I'm not ready for your whole resume. Just have you ever played?
But yes, I've played at least two gay characters.
Okay. Like, did you have any gay scenes where you actually had to kiss the guy and or pretend simulate sex?
Yes. Well, I played Juliet.
Okay. You played Juliet?
Yeah, because we simulated.
What the hell?
Coming from a guy with a bachelor's degree, you knew that Elizabethan times that the men played the women roles.
We're not in Elizabethan times.
We had to do that, but it wasn't I didn't get kissed. It was one of those backstage, you know, my face was...
Like they dipped you down?
Dipped, yeah, dipped to the backstage.
Holy fucking shit.
And I was sitting there looking at Romeo saying, get even closer to me, dude, and this is going to be a fucking brawl. Every time we would sit there and look at each other and just talk shit, we're like...
Did you guys rehearse a lot?
Do a lot of rehearsing?
A lot of rehearsing in the gym room alone.
Did he ever call you over and say, hey, you want to meet at my house after the rehearsal?
Candlelight?
My face is 2 feet from his face.
A little Barbara Streisand playing in the background.
I'm getting pissed!
now let's see. Now Matt Damon and Michael Douglas both.
But
huge.
I didn't have to do anything like these guys.
It's all right. You don't have to explain yourself.
You would have had to pay me millions to do this shit.
You don't have to explain yourself, Greg. We all believe you.
That's fine.
It's fine. Mm-hmm. No worries.
I hope both of you die in an accident later this afternoon.
But,
well, except John.
Just me. Damn it. But anyway, this is the thing. These guys are huge actors. They've got huge names in Hollywood. They make millions of dollars every year. So for them, it's kind of like a big payday, you know? But how would you be, if you were in their shoes, I guess what I'm getting at is, could you do that? Would you be able to go through a simulated sex scene with Greg, bare ass in front of you, you pulled down with nothing but flesh-colored thong on,
as and long just as he ramming was dressed as Juliet.
But that's what these guys have to do. I mean, I imagine, Matt Damon's probably got like a flesh-colored thong on, and Michael Douglas is bent over in front of him, bare-assed. You know, now they can afford to bleach their buttholes, so I'm sure it's... So I'm sure it's not
is that
nearly
Saturn?
As
no, that's Uranus.
Hey-o! Oh, my God. I should have wah-wahed that.
No, too late.
So anyway, could you do it? That's the question. Could you do it?
Obviously I'm not a famous actor, so it just means that I'm just not that good. So yeah. I'm going to go with no.
You're going to say that you could not do it, even if they were like, John, here's $2 million.
Yeah, I'm not a good enough actor, apparently. So,
all right.
No.
Greg, how about you?
$2
million. $2 million. We'll say the number's $2 million.
For that scene that they were doing?
Yeah.
Let's see. I probably would do
what's
it for $1.5 million.
For 1.5?
Yeah, I'd go that low. Dude, that's 1.5.
But he's actually negotiating himself down so he can pretend like he's doing some guy in the butt. He's like, come on, I'm offering you $2 million. You're like, it's fine. I actually enjoy this. Give me 1.5.
Yeah,
I'll do
Juliet.
$2 million.
Juliet, hello.
I'll do $2 million.
Yeah.
But if they're like, well, let's see, we got other actors, that'll do the same for $2 million, I'll be like, 1.5. Just please pay me. And let's just get this over with.
I don't know why, but it still sounds bad to me that you'd be willing to go lower than the hypothetical offer that I am giving you. You're like, oh, no, it's fine. $750. It's
no, because
big deal.
You know there's going to be a lot of actors that are going to be able to do that for $2 million. I guarantee you, Matt Damon and
Michael Douglas,
yeah. Both are paid like outrageous.
Oh, because, sure. Even for an HBO movie, I mean, those movies get, the Golden Globes or the Grammys, you know what I'm talking about. They win awards every year. The Golden Globes or HBO is just all over that. So I'm sure it's going to be a fantastic movie.
But there's a lot of girls, though, in Hollywood that will be like, oh, you want a boob shot? Well, that's going to cost you another $600,000.
Right. So you don't think instead of going lower that you should have said, they probably ought to throw in another mil?
I'm broke. And money sounds really good right now. Now, if I was at big actors like those guys, I would probably be like, nah, you better jump it up. If I was like Tom Cruise, I bet they approached him and he was like, I'll do it for free. That's Tom Cruise.
All right. Devin, how about you, man? Would you be able to do it?
I would do it.
Yeah. I think me too. I would be able to do it. I would just say, you know what?
It's part of.
I think it's part of the gig, if you're gonna be in this industry and there's characters along the line, and this is gonna be, it's gonna be a gay
movie. George Carlin played a gay role once.
Yeah?
Yeah, and he was real feminine too. You should look it up on YouTube. Yeah.
Well, he loved to make fun of himself in that
he
way.
Did.
If you ever saw Jay and Silent
but
Bob.
But he was
I know, but
this was a serious role.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't forget what movie it was, but yeah.
Now here comes the other question. How many people in this room saw Brokeback Mountain?
I did.
I did.
I saw it.
Yeah. I never saw it.
Never saw it. Greg never saw it. Did you guys think it was a good movie?
I thought it was a good movie. I couldn't watch the gay scene. Sorry to all my gay friends. I'm not
sure,
I'm homophobic, just, but I'm just, with I don't want to look at that.
When that part came up, I just kind of, you know, closed my eyes and waited for the music to signal that they moved to another scene, and then right. I was done. But, you know, that's just because for me, I get it. They're gay.
Yeah.
I don't need to see the hardcore sex between them.
Yeah.
That's just, I just don't need that. You can imply that they're having sex and I'm good. I got sure. it. I understand what you were trying to say. So I don't know if it's like if the world is moving towards, well, everybody needs to see this or everybody needs to know that it's happening. I get it. I don't need you to actually act it out in front of me before I understand that gay men have sex with each other.
Yeah, yeah.
I know that happens, okay? But for me, I thought Brokeback Mountain was a good movie.
Yeah.
So would you guys also see this Liberace, even though you know that Matt Damon and Michael Douglas are going to go at it in it?
I want to see it just for that.
Oh, my God.
Just so you can say just you saw Matt Damon boing yeah. Michael Douglas just in the butt. Like,
well, I guess that's that.
Right? Yeah, there you have it. Yeah. And Michael Douglas is like, isn't he married to Catherine Zeta-Jones? Isn't
yeah, yeah. they have a prenup, man. And I'm sure like she's like reading it very carefully.
She's going, just in case this turns any leaves for him. So anyway, so that is happening.
I mean, Matt Damon is married to a bartender.
Right.
I think who's he married to?
Some bartender in Boston.
For real?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Somebody look that up. Somebody get on the fact checker.
He is.
He is?
Yeah.
Do we know her name?
Yeah. They even make fun of it on Family Guy. He's like, oh, look at you, Matt Damon. Ben Affleck got Jennifer Garner, and you got a bartender from Boston.
You got a bartender from Boston. Yeah. Oh, my God. So anyway, that's happening. I think no matter what happens, it's probably going to be a fantastic movie. I just thought it was worth an open discussion to see what everybody
open
thought about
discussion.
That.
Wow.
Hey!
That
was very... Never mind, go ahead.
So
I kind of want to get fail horned.
In other movie news, Carrie Fisher, apparently, she said her rep says that she was just, quote-unquote, joking when she said that she was involved in the upcoming Star Wars movie.
Well, that's bogus.
Yeah, let's see.
No, probably because she, like, they said, listen, sweetie, if you want to be a part, you need to get on a treadmill. And
right.
So I was joking about being a part of that.
So even though nothing is official, George Lucas hints that Carrie, Mark Hamill, and Harrison Ford all could be back because they seemed interested when he approached them about it long before the Disney sale. So
why do we, question, why do we do like casting before we even have a script anymore? Doesn't it seem like immediately they're like,
when it comes to movies like this, though, that's how they do it. And especially with this kind of cast, they need to know that they got the
I just don't see how you could write them. I mean, you got a whole new level you're taking Star Wars to. Like,
it is going to go a whole new level.
I don't see
how
you
well, the lure is this cast. The lure is this cast.
You think so?
Do
you think
so?
People no, episode 7 comes out and you've got this cast. You will have people at Grumman's Chinese Theater in Hollywood where the very first premiere came out. They will be camped out for a month.
You think so?
There will be showers in the street. Are you kidding me?
No. Mark Hamill and George or George Harrison.
Wow!
Ford? I completely disagree. I can't. I feel like that the
bro
the,
people episode three.
Are you high?
No, yeah. people were lined up down.
I said, "Are you high?" Greg raised his hand. By the way, when I said, "Are you high?"
So people were lined up down the corner around the block.
Yeah.
I mean, for episode one,
I know.
Which didn't have any of these people.
Just
in
think
it.
About how bad it's going to be with this cast. I'm telling you.
You don't think
dude,
that
episode
people...
three they were like that? Even though Jar Jar had been introduced, dude, I was. Look at downtown Disney. There was a line around the corner. People in sleeping bags. I'm not kidding you.
Look
dude.
At Mark happen. Hamill. Look at Mark Hamill.
Doesn't
what
matter.
He looks like. Look at Carrie Fisher. What she looks like.
Hey,
Harrison Ford.
Hey,
thank God
hey,
was able to do something.
Mike,
I don't give a crap. I don't want to see him in it.
Mike Lee, Han Solo.
They're gonna mess it
Han
up.
Han Solo, Luke Skywalker, Princess Leia. I need
and
not
Chewy.
Say more.
No. Chewy with mange. Remember Chewy,
Chewy
right.
with mange.
All right, hold on a second. Now I have been wanting to do this for
our
weeks.
Our special guest just showed me a picture of Carrie Fisher, and across the room, I actually thought it was Kim Jong Un.
Well, look at that picture.
God. Yeah, thought, yeah. That you're telling me the people are going to come see that? No way.
Dude, she was like
that's
anorexic
not,
at one point.
That's not Carrie Fisher. That was a picture of Mike Myers. Come on.
No, it does look like Mike Myers. No, okay. Listen, I've been wanting to do this for a couple of weeks. We've been wanting to get Chris Carter, our buddy up in North Carolina, involved in the show, and he's asked if he could be on it. He wants to come on and settle any argument that we have. So right now,
all
I'm
right.
going to Skype Chris Carter. Give me all one
right,
minute.
Let's do
okay?
it.
All right, let's do this shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the big show a very dear friend of ours. His name is Chris Carter.
Chris Carter,
Chris Carter, everybody.
Hey,
everybody. Welcome to the show, sir. Here's the thing. We have been we've been trying to do this for a while now. Basically, if we have a disagreement amongst any of the kings, we will call our arbiter, who will be Chris. We're going to call this segment Call Chris. Or call right. Carter. Call Carter. Okay?
Call Carter.
Yeah, we're gonna get you an intro and everything else get worked up here. Okay.
Okay. So, would you do a sex scene with another man for $1 million? No, I'm just kidding.
No. We already had that. The question is.
I was already thinking for my answer.
Would you? Just real quick.
Absolutely.
For $1 million, that's all it would take?
Oh, for $1 million? No, not for $1 million.
Well, genitals on genitals.
Yeah.
Not okay. Like exploring the anal canal or anything.
Okay.
Wow.
Here's the. I don't know if you know this, but Matt Damon is going to be have a big
Matt
sex
Damon.
Scene. Yeah. with Michael Douglas in their new movie, HBO film Liberace, Behind the Candelabra. Anyway, the reason why we called you is because we were talking about Carrie Fisher being on the new or being involved in the new Star Wars film that's coming up, the Disney version. Episode 7 is what it's going to be,
right.
Which this actually happens to be Episode 7. Anyway, we want to know. I feel like Carrie Fisher and Mark Hamill being involved in this movie would be like it would ruin it. I think that nobody's going to go to it just because they're
yeah,
in it.
Yeah, Mike is thinking that they're not going to draw to the movie.
They're not going to draw. They're saying that is what people are going to go see this movie for.
Carter, tell him he's out of his mind.
With Harrison Ford also. Harrison yeah. Ford and Chewie with Mange.
Yeah, Chewie with Mange.
So what do you think? Do you think that people are going to go see this movie just for because those three are in it?
I think they absolutely will go see it because those three are in.
See?
Oh, yeah!
Yes.
Whatever.
No.
No. No.
Well, your Skype is breaking up, we're going to let him speak.
Go ahead. Tell us why, Chris.
I'm just saying that they are the people that were in the original movie. The movies that came out after, people really don't – I mean, they care about it because of those people. And that's exactly why they're going to go see it.
There you
but
go.
You don't think the drug-addicted Carrie Fisher and her nastiness that she is now is going to ruin it? Because she was the golden bikini. I want to keep her up on that pedestal. Yeah. If I see her now, it's going to be like, you've
they're
ruined
gonna,
everything.
They're going
to
see
I completely disagree. I think that's why I want to see her now, to see if she can actually deliver lines in the condition she's right. in this
and without popping a pill between every pause.
Yeah. And absolutely. She could get on The Biggest Loser, which would draw a lot more Star Wars fans. They're like, oh, she's at The Biggest Loser to get ready for Star Wars. Oh, my God, that would be a great marketing scheme.
Oh, my God. Whatever.
Mike,
all right,
Michael, are you pissed because the first time you called me, I didn't agree with you?
Yes, pretty much, you fucker. I mean, nice
well,
person.
Well, this would be our last segment of Ask Chris.
Call Carter, yeah. All right, Chris, we know that you're super busy, but we would really appreciate you for stopping by.
We're going to be driving left turn all day.
Ladies and gentlemen, one more time for Chris Carter. Thank you very much, sir.
Yay! Thanks, Carter.
Okay, so I guess I was completely wrong on that.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, yeah. You were completely wrong.
I still feel like I'm right, but I will allow you to win said argument. But I still feel like I'm right. I feel like they're gonna ruin it for everyone.
Maybe okay. They should just CGI them like they did Arnold in.
They'll
the
probably do that anyway.
Exactly. Yeah.
They're probably gonna do that anyway.
Okay, so here's a couple of other really quick things here. One, the trailer for Hangover Part 3 has come out.
Yes.
Are you guys excited?
Yes.
I wasn't until I saw the trailer, and it looks pretty badass.
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually.
Funny. Here's the thing. You know, Hangover 1 was awesome. I thought it was awesome.
And Hangover 2 was just like Hangover 1.
It was exactly the same thing.
Well, but in
was,
Bangkok.
Yeah,
it was
exactly.
Highly mediocre, though.
It was it was the exact same movie. And then now we're going into the Hangover 3, and I was expecting another, here we go again, somebody's going to get drunk and forget where they're at, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And after watching the trailer, pretty awesome.
Yeah.
It looks like it's going to be absolutely hilarious. But so are you guys excited about it then?
Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to go see it in theaters. I'll probably wait till it comes out on, you know, demand
the theaters,
or whatever.
Dude, people will be laughing. You won't hear a lot.
I know. And you'll get people that are drunk.
Right,
in there,
of course.
And they're going to be, you know.
Well, here's the thing. You know, okay, in Hollywood, the way this whole thing works, from what I understand.
Yes, tell us, Mr. Expert on Hollywood.
I'm not an expert, but okay, I'm going to pretend sorry. Like I am. Anyway, but the way this works, they'll make one movie, right? They make this one movie with a great cast, and they're hoping that it's going to be awesome, right?
Sure.
And then as soon as it breaks a certain threshold, and they make this certain amount of money, they immediately sign everybody on for a sequel. Okay? Whether they have one written or not.
Yeah.
They already said they've made this much money. It was this popular. We are making another one. Then, of course, if that one is also equally popular and makes
right.
a certain amount of money,
they'll make a third.
Absolutely. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So I hate this process. I don't. I think it's the most ridiculous thing in the world.
You hate it, but the people that are making the money love it.
Exactly.
And but that's what it's all about.
That's how these kind of movies get made over and over and over again.
True. And sometimes they're good, and sometimes they're not. Of course.
I mean, I guess Hangover 2 to me sucked ass. I thought it was terrible. I mean, well, it wasn't terrible. I laughed.
Right.
But you know what I mean? It wasn't Hangover 1.
But look at how many Jason movies they made, and Friday the 13th, and all that stuff. You know what I mean?
Good point. Yeah, that's a lot of a cult thing, though.
Yeah, good point. And there's a market for that.
But take a television show like Lost, where all seven seasons were already written out before they even started shooting season one.
Yeah.
And look at how much better that was.
Sure.
Than, let's hurry up and make a sequel to this because it made so much money. We got to have another one.
It's a different process and a different mindset completely.
And all the people out there that are just stupid enough to go see it in theaters keep driving that process. Okay.
Are you okay?
I'm done. It just angers me.
It's just gas. It's not a heart attack. You're okay.
I don't care. I don't know why. I don't know why it's so important to me, but I just hate it. I think it's the stupidest thing ever.
So you're now the angry Oklahoman.
Right. It causes Hollywood to keep pumping out crap as if they're not already pumping out crap with all these remakes and redos and sequels. They can't come up with something original, and it irritates the shit out of me.
You mean like Liberace movies?
Well, that's kind of original. That one's kind of original, but it's a story that's already been told. I mean, everybody knows about
Liberace. I like to play piano, wear robes, and fuck men up the ass.
And what now? The new trend is making all of these fairy tales into like hardcore dark movies. Like Red Riding Hood was one.
Hansel and Gretel. Yes.
The Hansel and Gretel is coming out.
The Beanstalk giant
Jack
thing.
And the Giant.
That looks kind of cool though.
It was good.
You saw it?
Yeah, I saw it. It was pretty good.
I don't know, man. I'm just irritated with Hollywood and their choice of movies that they're making right now. But I guess, you know, whatever. It's still entertaining. You can still go see it.
Somebody's going to pay and go see it.
Whatever. I'm moving out of here. We're going to go take a quick break before I lose my temper on Hollywood right now. When we come back, we are going to have some ridiculous news. It's this week's ridiculous news, and we've got some good ones. So stick around. We'll be back in 30 seconds with more here on Kings of the Podcastle.
And now a refined rhyme from Jackson Mihoff.
The perfect woman has no legs to run or arms to punch, has money for rent and buys her lunch. She's lost her teeth but gives head each day, her vocal cords have gone away. She loves the sex but hates the spawn, unless we make them to mow our lawn. She buys me gifts and never cries and won't say shit about my size. The perfect woman does not exist, so why the fuck did I make this list?
This has been a refined rhyme from Jackson Mihoff.
Hey, we are the Kings of the Podcastle. Thank you once again for joining us for episode 7, episode 10, part 1 of 4. It's a lovely Sunday afternoon. Of course, I'm Mike, your gracious host. I have Greg with me. John's over there.
It is a lovely Sunday afternoon.
It is.
It's 76 degrees out as opposed to last week when it was like 56 right. And whipping cold.
It's nice, though. Right now in Florida, this is the perfect time.
This is why you live in Florida.
Exactly. But unfortunately, it only lasts for like 3 weeks and then it's blazing ass hot again. Eh. Devin's over there. Hey, Devin, how are you, sir?
I'm doing quite well.
Yes. Oh, you should be. We've taken, three shots by this time now? all right, so let's move into our ridiculous news. Of course, I have to mention again, please check us out on Stitcher.com and make sure you subscribe on iTunes. There's tons of ways to reach us. Facebook, we've got a Facebook page. You can email us, kings@kingsofthepodcastle.com.
We do not have a MySpace page.
No, we do not. No, we don't have a
MySpace. We got to work on that.
Should we get one of those, you think?
Yeah, they've just re-upped MySpace. I just got an email saying, check out the new MySpace.
Oh, whatever. Yeah, they send me those emails all the time, and I'm like,
should we get a Plenty of Fish file, too, maybe?
Do we want to date other podcasts?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that's what Stitcher's for, isn't it?
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
okay.
But special thanks to all the podcasts that have been listening to us also. That's
yes.
Really yeah, awesome. Big one, which I have no idea what their names are, so we'll need to do a little bit more.
Slacker and the Man is.
Oh yeah,
Slacker
right.
And the Man.
Socko and the Man.
Thanks.
Slacker.
Slacker and the Man.
Is it Slacker and the Man?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Slacker and the Man. Thank you, Slacker and the Man, for listening.
Is it Slacker or 76?
Whatever. I thought it was Sacco and the Man.
I don't know.
It's one of those. We should probably.
We're big fans, as you can tell.
We're pretty much murdering this little promotion that we're trying to give them. Anyway, check it out if you can, or send us an email and let us know who the hell we're talking about, because we obviously have no idea. So we're heading into our ridiculous news segment, as we always do in the last part of the show. And I found here the chores top the list of the number one time waster here in America. So a new survey has asked people to name the biggest time wasters in their lives, things that they do frequently chores. That they feel like waste the most time. Now, number one is household chores. What else do you guys think are on the top five
list? I agree with the household chores list, because...
You think that's number one? You think that is a waste of time?
Well, no. Have you seen our house?
Yeah. We can start arguing about this if you want to, buddy.
We abide by that.
No, we don't. No, here's the thing. Whenever I have a day off, unlike other people who live here, I actually put that on my list of things to do, because I have the day off. So all the dishes get done, you know, sweep the floor.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, clean up my room, make my room nice, you know. I do my chores every time that I have a day off, unlike other people who are here who just occasionally wake up hungover as hell at 10:30 in the morning and go, "What the fuck are all the dishes in here for?" and just start slamming shit around. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Somebody's getting
angry. I like to catch up on DVR shows and play Xbox.
That's what you consider a day off, and I understand it.
But
I mean,
that's a big time waster. Yeah, that's my biggest
time. That's a huge time waster. But aside from chores, what else do you guys think would be number one time wasters in your life?
Taking women seriously.
Are you serious?
That was very clever.
I'm kidding.
I like that.
He gets a rim shot for it. Okay. Number two is this. Now, come on. Okay, I got to get more out of you. More than that. Anybody got a serious guess here?
Cell phones.
Cell phones.
You're just playing on your cell phone.
Cell phones are not on it. Nope. I'm sorry. What else? What else? Anything else?
Time wasters.
Something that wastes the time. Waste your time.
Commuting to and for work.
Let's see. Sitting in traffic. That's number two. Yep.
Masturbation.
is a waste of time.
I'm always at work, and I'm like, oh, I got 5 minutes till these kids come in here.
Wow.
No.
We can edit that, right?
Staying in, buddy. No. All right. So number three are waiting in line. Anytime you're waiting in line for some complete waste of time, right? You're just sitting there waiting. Number four, surfing the internet.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you can be on there for a while sometimes.
But here's the thing. For us, you guys should sit around and surf the internet all the time, because we need things to talk about during the podcast.
Right.
So anytime you're surfing the internet,
you're looking and you like,
yeah, absolutely. Well, send yourself a link.
We would have an hour-long broadcast on Pornhub.
Facebook is it? No, but seriously, what about Facebook? Facebook should be in that internet category.
Well, yeah, but Facebook,
it is on the internet. It is. Is it not?
Hello?
But you're not searching on the internet. You could stay on Facebook for 2 hours sometimes.
But Facebook can be a waste of time, but it also can be a good tool, like for us to interact with listeners, for one example.
Right. Yeah.
But Farmville isn't.
But I think what they're saying, what the thing is saying is, yes, that's a waste of time.
Because call the survey.
In general, not everybody is gathering information for their personal podcast.
That's true. number five, the last one is checking email. Now, I totally disagree with that. I have to check my email for work.
Sure.
How is that a waste of time?
I don't know.
Nobody's got anything. All right. So
this survey is ridiculous.
Find the survey person and kick them in the nuts.
Okay, so here's another little fun story. Now, this guy, just happened here in Florida, a 21-year-old man who told officers that he loved cocaine.
He did.
Yeah. Apparently, there were some phone calls going on. Police received several reports from Bel Air Apartments.
Officer, I love cocaine.
These reports were about a man running naked and yelling through an apartment complex. At one point, he tried to get into a car of a woman and her young child with her. But when lawmen arrived...
Party.
Hey, lady, I need a ride. I need to go get some milk.
Cocaine! I need to get some cocaine!
When lawmen arrived, now wearing pajama pants, the man now wearing pajama pants leaped onto the hood of the patrol car and wouldn't get down until he was ordered to get off of it.
I'm not getting down until you tell me to.
No, he's like, hey, will you please get off? Get off my hood. Please get off the hood.
Not authoritative enough.
Get off the hood. Yes, I'm ordering you.
All right, there we go. That's all I needed.
He laid down in the grass nearby. by, and he went off saying he made several comments to the officers about how much he loved cocaine and needed more cocaine.
Yeah, need more cocaine.
Yeah. So naked man just running.
Take me downtown and let's go creep into the evidence room. So, I need cocaine.
Wait, wait, wait. So do you think that Eric Clapton originally wrote the song Cocaine is like
for
a heavy metal?
Guy.
Heavy metal song originally, and then he went back and went, I was a little hopped up that night.
Right.
All right, now hold on. This story gets better. So when the officer tried to approach him, now he's laying on the grass, right? He's already jumped on the hood of the car. Cop says, get off the car! He gets off the car. He's laying in the grass, and he's going, I love cocaine! I love it! I need more cocaine!
Hallelujah!
Hold on. So then the officer tries to approach him. The guy takes off running. He takes off running away.
Uh-huh.
The cop yells at him, stop! Stop running!
Right.
The guy makes a complete 180 and then bullets right back to the cop.
Really?
And then jumps into a headfirst dive slide towards the officer.
Was he safe?
The officer tried to handcuff him, but he got away at that point, at what point the officer gave chase. The man was tased, but when the charge ended, he tried to run away and received a second jolt for the taser. So anyway, this happened right here in Florida, naked cocaine.
Where in Florida?
Crestview,
Florida. Greg, up in the panhandle.
Greg, where was that you were arrested?
Exactly, right? Okay, here's another one here that I thought was absolutely hysterical. This is another Florida story. This woman was accused of asking her kids to murder her in-laws. crunching ice in the microphone.
Sorry.
It's an MO, the Kings of the Podcast Castle. They're great at crunching ice in the microphone. Florida woman is in jail on a $5 million bond after she plotted to have her young children murder her in-laws. Apparently, she is accused of mailing her daughters, ages 7 and 9, a knife from jail.
What?
Last December, allegedly instructing the kids to use the blade to murder their paternal grandparents.
You mean a shank, maybe?
It's a knife.
How do you do that? How?
I don't know. I don't know. But apparently she thought this was a good idea. Now, that's what my question is. How do you sit in jail? You're already screwed. You're caught. You're in jail. Where does it ever cross your mind? You know what? I think I got an idea on how I can get out of this. I'm going to mail a knife to my 7 and 9-year-old daughters and ask them to kill their grandparents.
Now, listen here, honey. When you guys are done watching your SpongeBob, I want you to go ahead and take the knife that Mama sent to you and plunge it into Grandma and Grandpa's heart and fucking kill them.
But don't smell the knife because it's been around.
The woman's name is Leticia Silva. Apparently, they're an investigation.
She sounds white.
An investigation is underway, and police will not speculate on Silva's motives. But
that's right.
Easy killer, all right. Oh my god!
Oh boy.
Okay, here's one. Here's
I have
one,
the accent all wrong.
Here's one. here's one that I think is absolutely hysterical. Now, I'm kind of reciting this from memory. I don't have a paper in front of me. But basically, a man in Britain, a British man, was able to con the British government. Here's what he did. He contacted the British government. He said, I've got bomb detecting devices that I'd like to sell the British military.
Mm-hmm.
British military says, okay, we're interested. What do you have and what are they and do they work? Well, I got information from him. He pawned off this item to them. And sold them to them for $40,000 a piece. I don't want to say he sold several of them to him, to the British military. And turns out he's now been arrested because he was selling them golf ball finders from a golf course.
Really?
Yes. Now, don't you think that the U.S., you would think that the military in any country that you're in, you would just kind of have a faith in them that they're kind of immune to con artists.
Yeah, yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Wow.
I know, right? I mean, here this guy is selling
and
them.
And how did this information get out? Because usually the government would be going, let's not talk about this.
I'm sure it got around to Al Jazeera TV, and they're like, oh, we can make fun of the British.
Right.
So I'm wondering, what else could we sell the military? And just tell them, you know, it's a missile detector. You know, like sell them a Nintendo DS or something and say, this is a radar for submarines. Here you go. Anybody?
We could sell them your sledge-o-matic that you have above
there. You go.
No, no, we're not selling them that.
this is a anti-mine.
Yeah, this is device. A mine detector. Yeah. No.
Yeah, just hit this on the ground and... it explodes, there's a mine there.
You got to start in the upward position, bring it down over the mine.
And if there's an explosion,
Mine.
You found it. Yeah, there you go. That's going to last. These things have a very short lifespan because if you find one, it's fucking over.
Yeah.
It's gone.
You're
gonna
get a new one.
So you're going to need to buy 100,000 of these. Anyway, all right, moving on. I just thought that was a really funny story. It struck me as interesting. But here's one that I think you guys are going to get a good little kick out of. I have here in front of me, in my hot little paws, the three things that will make your junk shrink.
Three things that will make your jennies get smaller.
Betty White, yep. Naked, cold water.
No. Hey, I would get aroused by that.
But you guys have seen all these penis enlargement pills and penis enhancement pills, right?
Of course. I've never heard of these.
No, you haven't?
No. No,
that's right. You have a
Here's
size 15
book,
shoe.
Penis Enlarging and Me by Sir Austin Powers.
That sort of thing's not in my bag, baby. Anyway, these things, most men wouldn't even trade a quarter inch of penis length for anything, right? But apparently this stuff is going to get you. The three things that will make your manhood shrink permanently. One is smoking. Smoking.
Oh boy.
Yep. Smoking damages your blood vessels, which can make less blood flow down below. So when you get engorged, it's smaller than it should be.
I'm good there.
Hmm. You're good there. Yeah, you're good on that?
Never smoked before.
The three of us have other issues. I mean, I'm not a full-on smoker, but I do have one or two cigarettes a day right now. Now, back in December, I started smoking big time again, but I've cut it down.
Have you noticed a shrinkage?
Yeah. Oh, man. It's a huge difference.
You have gained a little weight, right? So, I mean, maybe you just can't see the whole thing.
It's gained weight in all the right places, buddy.
Oh, okay.
Erectile dysfunction is on the list. It adds insult to injury for guys who have ED because without regular erections, your tissue down there becomes less elastic. So if you have ED, get ready for some shrinkage to happen. It can actually knock off almost a full inch in size over time.
So you have to have regular erections. You say.
Yeah, you need to have
I'll have one right now, so we're good to go.
That's good, right?
I'm still thinking about Michael Douglas.
That's why I have that. Awesome. Okay. The number three, the last thing is, and this one we're not going to be able to avoid, guys. I'm sorry. Everybody's going to have this one. Getting older. By the time you are in your 60s, you start to lose length and, of course, your lovely girth starts to go away. You can drop actually a half an inch to a full inch by the time you are 60 and even more after that.
Wow.
I had no idea.
Wow.
Yeah, so as you get older, your wiener just starts. So you're born. It's a little bitty thing, and then by the time you're like, let's say 18, you know, full size, and then you stop growing. It just it's slowly
looks like
going
a bottle
away.
Cap.
Yeah, mine looks very similar to a baby bird in a bird's nest right now. Anyway, so
I
those
have
are
some
the
worms
things.
To feed it.
I don't know about that. God,
so
almighty.
Ice is not on the list because that'll definitely. Cause shrinkage.
You know? Ice would do it, cold water. But these are things that would do it permanently. But let's talk about that for a minute. Let's talk about things that would actually just... What are some things that make you go...
A very hard thrusting kick.
Yeah. Well, that's true. That's true. Ice cold water. Everybody
ice
knows
cold
that when
water.
Our guys get cold, it goes down. Yeah. Let's see. What else? Anytime that you are on too much caffeine or any kind of speed, basically, like anything that gets your heart rate up, shrinkage. Which is why Greg has a small penis, because he's constantly drinking coffee.
Fuck off. No, it's not. That's not true at all. That actually gets me going.
So why is the reason you have a small penis?
I don't have a small penis.
Oh, don't
no,
get
but
defensive.
Here's one. What about God? You guys, you son of a bitch!
We got you off. We got you threw you off, didn't we?
Yeah, you
see how that works.
Off.
All right, moving on.
I have a female doctor.
Uh-huh.
And whenever she has to like check something down there,
it
always I find myself like going to the restroom and like trying to pull it like taffy just so it'll be a little bit longer. Yeah. I'm like, please do not embarrass me today.
Okay, see, here's a good segue into that. So whenever you go to a doctor and you have this, do you guys prefer a male or a female?
Female.
Really?
Yeah.
I actually would rather have an old man.
Because if she's going to check my prostate,
weirdo.
I want it to be kind of cool.
Do what?
If she's going to check my prostate, I want it to be cool.
No, see, I don't know. I'm more worried about what Devin's talking about. I would rather not have go in there like, you know, it's on a chilly day and go in there and she's like, oh, wow, this guy. I'm not telling any of my friends about this guy.
You wanna
Whereas an old man doesn't care. He's just like, here's another wiener in front of me.
You want to know what's funny is I actually went and got a checkup and had to pull down my pants. And, yeah. And since she's a female doctor, a nurse has to come in the room and just be present. She doesn't get to, like, you know, she doesn't get the show.
She can't give you the hand job or something.
And so anyway, she checked me and the nurse was still in there and she's like, okay, you're fine. And so then I walked out and I realized I had forgot my prescription from her. So as I'm coming walking back in, they're laughing in there. And no. I was like, I don't need my prescription anymore.
See? That's why I'd rather have an old man, and for reasons exactly like that.
Why didn't it say anything about a limp whiskey dick?
Oh, yes, that'll definitely do it. But that's just getting an erection
in
general. That kind
of falls under the guise of, like, ED.
Well, it's I mean, whiskey dick is just whiskey dick. I mean, that just means you're too damn drunk and all the blood is, like, going to your
brain.
But
it's a form of erectile dysfunction, isn't it? No?
I don't think so. Why? Have you never had whiskey dick?
Of course I've had whiskey dick.
So, well, that's not a form of erectile dysfunction. Is literally like you're sitting there sober, going to town with your lady friend, hopefully, or your guy friend, I guess, whatever.
Okay, Liberace.
Exactly. And you just can't get it up. Even though you're aroused, right. It just doesn't work. It just literally does not work.
Okay.
Now, that'll happen whenever you've had too much alcohol, but it's for a completely different reason than like what the real definition of erectile dysfunction is.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? Anybody? Yes. Okay. Yes. That's great, Mike. Now
I
move
affirm.
All right. Okay. I also have this this sex survey. We're running long on time here today, but I'm going to go over this because I've sandbagged this for like 3 episodes, and by God, I want to talk about it. This is good news for those of us who think that razors have no business near our business. There's a 1 in 11 shot that the next person you get it on with will love your gigantic untrimmed forest.
Nope.
This is a massive new sex survey where 9% of people say that they actually love it when they're getting on with somebody who's got a ton of hair down there.
Only the people that are time travelers from the 70s.
No. I got to say, I'm a fan of the bald beaver, but I'm also, you know, a little bit.
I got one thing to say about that.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm with you. Yeah, it's true.
Okay, all I got to say about that.
Okay, I understand you, but there are some people out there who apparently, 1 in 11, there are some people out there who actually enjoy that. Now, you guys think that no hair ever at all, completely bald?
I like it completely.
I
like a little
bit. I'm all about bald.
I like a little bit.
You're all right with a little bit? I like a little bit because it shows me that she's a woman. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be
if it's
like,
the very, very top, out of the way of, right. of top
Greg's girls don't even have to shave. They just haven't had it come in yet.
I don't want it to look like she's got Don King in a leg lock, but I do think that's important.
She's sitting on Tina Turner's shoulders.
I do think it's important to have something down there. Let's see what else is on this survey. Only 13% want someone who is totally hairless. So you guys are actually in a 1 in 11 type or 1 in 10 type place. Anyway, the survey also found that 2% of people have a piercing down below. Have you guys ever been with somebody who has a piercing?
Yeah.
Sure.
Does it actually work? I mean, does it actually help them?
I don't.
This girl,
I don't
know. Yeah.
Yeah, like I've talked to some women who are like, yeah, I got this pierced and I could be sitting in class or I can be sitting wherever and
just rub her legs together.
Yeah, they can just have an orgasm just not even trying.
I was looking at it one time and it was like a dumbbell looking thing and she was like pulsating and it looked like it was doing a bench press.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Let's see. So I've never had a piercing down there. I've met several people who have. I've had girls show me their piercing down there just like, you know, yeah. I think it's awesome, but it's not something that I'm super attracted to or anything. 15.5% have walked in on their parents getting it on. Has that ever happened to you guys?
Absolutely.
Yeah, once.
How about you, Devin? Yes, I have as well. In fact, for the longest time, I thought that when you died, your feet were the first thing to go to heaven because I walked in, my mom was on top, or my dad was on top of my mom, and she was up on her back with her feet straight up in the air going, oh, God, I'm coming. And I was...
Yes! I knew that was coming.
Yeah. Oh, man. So anybody else good stories about
not good
in?
Stories, just like I'd walk in.
Was it traumatizing to you?
Well, I didn't know what to say. I walk in there and they're going at it. And instead of quietly walking back out of the room, I just went, oh, I'm sorry. And then shut the door. I don't know why.
Did you know what they were doing?
At first, I'm like, are they wrestling? What are they doing? I don't
Yeah.
They're just hugging.
They're just hugging. They're hugging passionately.
They're hugging aggressively.
I when I walked in on my parents, I was super young. I can't even remember. Like, I barely just have like a mental image of it even happening. But I had no idea what was going on. I just knew I shouldn't be in there. Like, I walked in and went, oh, that's not good. And turned around and walked back out. Went back to watching cartoons. Anybody else?
Yeah. I had interesting. It wasn't necessarily walking in, but this was like way too much information. When I was in high school, after school there was basketball practice, and me and my girlfriend went into the restroom and did a little something something in the school.
Yeah.
She was best friends with the resource officer. Dumbass girl runs her mouth to the resource officer, bragging, thinking the resource officer's not going to say something.
Uh-huh.
So I get called into the office. I'm like, no, she's a lying bitch. okay. And anyways, my dad came and picked me up, and he goes, did she really go down on you? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, you know, he goes, you just got to watch it, man. I love you when your mom goes down on me just as much as anybody else would. And I was like, I was just stunned. I was like, just stunned. No. I was like, well, oh, wow. There goes any possible sexual anything I will ever do for the next 15 years.
He did that on purpose.
Yeah, I think he did it to like shock and traumatize me. It was
what about you, Greg?
My parents had, we had a pool in the backyard. And I remember I would open the door to go out there. It's pitch black at night. And I'd hear my dad go, don't come out here. I'm like, what are y'all doing? And I figure they're skinny dipping, you know, because it's, you know, dark or whatever. Sure. But he's like, don't come out here. And I was like, well, hey, can I go do... And this was the best time to ask him if I could do anything. Like, hey, do you mind if I take the car out to go on the drive? Exactly. Just go, yes. The keys are over on the counter.
Get the hell out of here.
And then I'd have, like, one of my friends with me, like my buddy Scott or Tony, and we would be like, all right, we're going to take the car out, and is there anything else I should throw in there, guys? Hey, can we go to Pizza Hut? I need $20. My wallet's on my dresser. And it'd be like, all right, guys, we can't swim in there for a couple days though.
Well, my friend, he had a pool too, and his parents would do it in the pool every now and then, you know. And I remember one time he jumped into the pool like face first, came up and had stuff on his face.
No, that's not true.
It is 100% true story. And we were all like, nobody's been in the pool yet, so I know that's not snot. Like, it was the greatest moment of my life.
Oh my god! All right, on that note, I'm gonna get us out of here. Hey,
pool host.
Oh yeah,
yeah. For one more,
who's on our? Who lost?
You did once again.
Okay. Bring the computer down. Okay. Here we go. I need a quick joke. Oh my god. What's the difference between a gay guy and a refrigerator?
What?
Refrigerator doesn't fart when you pull your meat out.
Hey-o!
All right, now we're getting out of here.
There we go.
That's the way it works. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are the Kings of the Podcast, and we hope that you had fun with us. Episode 7, Episode 10, Part 1 of 4. We will be back next week. Of course, check us out on Stitcher. Tell all your friends. Go to iTunes and subscribe. Go to kingsofthepodcastle.com. Shoot us an email, kings@kingsofthepodcastle.com. There's so many ways to get in touch with us. I feel like I don't even know. I can't list them all. Have a great week, everybody. Thanks a lot for joining us. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Gay scenes for $2 million, everybody.